a Muslim country allows Christian teaching, Hurricane Rita taxes a ministry's response, and hope spreads like wildfire in El Salvador. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The tsunami in Southeast Asia created a swath of destruction. It's an area of the world known for Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islam. It's also an area of the world where Christians are persecuted for their faith. Teen Missions International has Bible schools in one of those countries. Teen Missions' Bob Bland says he's thrilled with what's happening there.
The government has said that if we would add one more year to our Bible school, then our students could be able to take a test, and if they pass that test, then they would be able to teach the Bible in the public schools.
Bland says this is an incredible opportunity and students are already taking advantage of it.
This past week, 11 of our students took the test and passed it and are ready, and there's 40 more in the program. And of course, it isn't without threats, but God has opened the doors, and surely we must go in.
Funding and volunteers to help at the home base are also needed. Next, many Katrina evacuees wound up in Texas, which is now in Hurricane Rita's path. World Vision is making preparations to assist. So far, they've helped nearly 24,000 Katrina evacuees with supplies. However, Rita's advance may complicate relief efforts throughout Texas. Motivated by their faith in Jesus, World Vision partners with local churches to serve the poor as a demonstration of God's love. Pray for the teams as they decide how to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Roma people in Eastern Europe are often ostracized and forgotten. As a result, there are very few things developed, especially for them. When Christian radio began sharing the love of Christ, the message gained momentum. That's especially true in Albania, says Words of Hope's Lidi Young.
For the last 2 years, a station in southern Albania has been broadcasting these programs over FM, and even a majority Albanian people living in that signal area of that station enjoy hearing the programs.
Their response makes it possible to expand even further.
We're looking forward to producing some Balkan Romani programs inside Albania in the future. Up till now, all of them have been produced within Bulgaria. We were able to go to a number of Romani neighborhoods in different towns, and were able to play program samples for the people, and the response was very encouraging.
Next, teaching, construction, and backpacks were the things a U.S.-based church used to help a Russian ministry-supported church in Russia's Siberian region. Five members of the First Baptist Church of Manlius, Illinois, traveled to Salakard to assist in three areas, says Pastor Don Winters.
I was to teach a conference through the Church Without Walls program. We worked on the church building that they're working on in Salakard. And we also delivered backpacks to the Nenet children.
Russian Ministries is effective in using their Church Without Walls program to help train young believers about ministry and encourage them to get involved in their local church.
They're training new leaders, starting up churches. We met in a house church that has just recently been started. Some of the people that we baptized are new believers, and they are going back into their village where there is no church.
Your support is needed. And Operation Mobilization workers in Central America are celebrating success from an event last month. OM workers from across the region came together for a special outreach in El Salvador. Hundreds of local church members united to bring people face-to-face with Jesus. During the week, around 560 people gave their lives to Christ. They'll be discipled by local church members. 100,000 pieces of gospel literature were handed out, along with study material to help churches continue the work. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.